بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and seek His aid and forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا, and we seek refuge from the evil of ourselves. ومن سيئات أعمالنا, and from the evil of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none to guide, there is none to misguide. ومن يضل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves misguided, there is none that can guide. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, who has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. يا أيها الناس يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you believe, fear Allah as you should be feared, and do not die except that you are Muslims, submitting to Allah sincerely. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, fear your guardian Lord who created you from a single soul, and from that soul he created its mates, and from them came many men and women. So fear Allah, from whom you demand your mutual rights, and respect the wombs that bore you, respect your mothers. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you believe, fear Allah and say a word that is directed to the truth, say a good word. يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn will rectify your actions and forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed he has attained a great success. أما بعد, and after which follows, فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The most truthful speech is the book of Allah, the Quran. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها. And the worst of the affairs are the newly invented matters in the religion. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. For every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation in the religion. وكل بدعة ضلالة. And every innovation in the religion is a misguidance. Every innovation in the religion is misguidance. Every innovation in the religion that the people add is misguidance. And every misguidance, وكل ضلالة في النار. And every misguidance is in the fire. So after khutbatul haja, the khutbah that the Messenger ﷺ would begin with in his exhortations and sermons, we wanted to continue with our series of the prophets taken from Qasas al-Anbiya of Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah. This book which we started many months ago, and alhamdulillah we have reached the last of the prophets, the last of the messengers, and the best of them, that being the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're going to read, inshallah, in these days that come, we're going to read from Qasas al-Anbiya, last section, which is on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to read what Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions, but also to do justice to the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know we will always fall short in that anyway. But to the best of our ability, we will also bring some other benefits from the other scholars who have preceded Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, the likes of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, who has an excellent book called Al-Fusul fi Sirat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, from the great Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, from his Zad al-Ma'ad, which has an excellent section on the names of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we're going to cover today, inshaAllah. And also, there's some nice benefits that we will read from other books. From them is a great section that has been written by Sheikh Abdul Razak Ibn Abdul Muhsin Badr in his Ziyadat al-Iman wa Nuqsanih, Ziyadat al-Iman wa Nuqsanuhu wa Hukm al-Istithna' fi, a section there on page 210 about the benefits of studying the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from, we'll begin inshaAllah with the name of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just before we start with the name, just as a point of benefit that Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, the state of the Arabs to whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he mentions about the Arabs in that state that they were in Jahiliyyah, in the state of ignorance, there was a lot of corruption, a lot of fasad, he says. From that is that they were obviously, the biggest of corruptions was shirk. Shirk with Allah, that they would associate partners with Allah, setting up idols as intermediaries besides Allah that they would call upon. And other than that, that they used to be upon in terms of drinking alcohol and gambling. And gambling and fornication. And they would even marry between two sisters. And likewise, other than that, from that which is prohibited in Islam. So the Messenger of Islam came to elevate the people away from this ignorance. And other types of ignorance that Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, like burying their child if the child was a girl. If the child was born a girl, they would bury her alive. That was from the evil practices that was carried out at that time. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came in order to bring the people out of darkness into light. Bring the people out of their slumber, of their confusion and doubts, and bring them to something which is considered certain, which is certain. And that is the deen of Allah, which is complete, fulfilling the path of the previous prophets and messengers that have come to call the people to Tawheed, to call the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And as Allah mentioned in Surah An-Nahl, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Indeed, we have sent to every nation a messenger calling the people to worship Allah and to keep away from the false deities, to be free from and turn away from the false deities, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to be sincere in everything that we do. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And I remember the narration of Anas radiallahu anhu, when he mentioned that when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon us in Medina, that was the best day of our lives, the happiest day. And when he passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was for us a great calamity. A great calamity. And many realized that his passing away is a reason for revelation to stop. And thereafter, you know about the many deviations that occurred after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came and he established justice. He called to that which Allah sent him with, to worship Allah alone. He called to justice, called to the Qur'an, which calls to justice. Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. This Qur'an guides that which is upright. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was known to be upright, even before receiving messengership, before he was sent with the Risalah, at the age of 40. Before that, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known in his community to be al-Amin, to be upright, to be truthful, to be just. And we will mention some of those benefits. So who is the Messenger of Allah? Muhammad, Abu al-Qasim. Muhammad, his name is Muhammad وأحمد. And we'll go over the other names, but let's start with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's an excellent section, as we mentioned, by Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah in Zad al-Ma'ad, where he talks about the names of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he starts with Muhammad, the one that is continuously praised. The one that is continuously praised. And no doubt, when we see the many times in our Sharia that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name is repeated as being the one to be followed and the one to be exemplified, and if one wants guidance, no doubt Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is praised, and there is great benefit in praising the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us, and he mentioned, "Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salah upon the Messenger of Allah, and his angels send salah upon the Messenger of Allah. Look how Allah has raised him. And Abu al-Aliya from the Tabi'een, he mentioned, "Salatullah 'ala ar-rasul dhikruhu fil mala'il a'la." That the salah of Allah upon the Messenger of Allah is Allah's mention of him in the highest of places. And he gave him this name, Muhammad, that he is mentioned in the highest of places by who? By Allah, before you and me. And as for the angels, the supplication for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذِكْرُهُ فِي الْمَلَئِ الْأَعْلَى, is from Allah. Allah has raised him. He has raised him with the kalimat al-tawheed, with the messengership, with being the Rasul, the Khatim al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمْ وَلَا فَخْرٌ. I am the best of the children of Adam, and I'm not boasting. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbad mentioned about this hadith, that this hadith, first and foremost, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is saying this. And he clarified he's not boasting. But rather, he had to say this is revelation from Allah to tell the people that you are the best of the children of Adam. And as Sayyidu waladi Adam, wala fakhr. And this is, that wala fakhr shows you the humility of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not boasting, but this is reality. He's the best of the children of Adam and the best of creation. The best of creation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore to show you the greatness of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he swore by four things. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Talking about Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, swore by four great creations of Allah. And when he, to show you the greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he showed you, he swore by everything. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. I swear by that which you see and that which you don't even see. That which you see and that which you don't see. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. And that is referring to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Muhammad is the one who is continuously praised. وَهُوَ أَشْهَرُهَا. And that is the most famous of his names. And that is mentioned. And that is mentioned, as he mentions here, in the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned in the previous scriptures. And many scholars have written about his name. Inshallah, we'll come to that. About his name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, the one who is continuously praised, and no doubt he is praised. Allah has raised him in many ranks, has been the best of the people, the first to be raised up. أَوَّلُ مَنْ تُشَقْ عَلَيْهِ الْقَبْرِ. The first whose grave is going to be open for resurrection on the Day of Judgment. The first one to enter paradise, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the one who will be given the Shafa'atul Uzma, the great intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, where all the other messengers whom the people will come to will say, will see themselves as not being the ones to give the intercession. And they will make ishara to the next messenger, to the next messenger. And when it comes to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, again, he makes ishara to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when the people come to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment, he will say, ana laha, ana laha. It is for me, it is for me. That is the maqam al-mahmood. That great station, the praiseworthy station that Allah has raised the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to. That praiseworthy station. For he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the messengers all had a supplication. But my supplication, I used it for my ummah. For his love of his ummah to be guided. For his love for his ummah to not be punished in the hellfire. For his love for his ummah, out of his humility, that they follow the truth. I left my supplication for my ummah. And that is the shafa'atul uzma, the great shafa'ah. And that is in the akhirah, not in this life. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. In this life, we cannot seek the shafa'ah of the Messenger of Allah in this life. We cannot go to his grave and ask for him to help us in this life. We ask Allah alone. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not go to the grave of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him for help after he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why is it, all Sufis or all Brelvis and other than them from those who fall into shirk in this regard, why then don't you follow the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and that you call upon Allah in this life, like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you and me in all of the adhkar, to go back to Allah, to call upon Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah raised him, yes. But he himself did not. He himself warned against extremism regarding his being raised and honored. He raised him to be a slave of Allah, a worship of Allah. In many cases of the Quran, Allah mentions he is a slave of Allah. He is in need of Allah. Allah mentions Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ. If you are in doubt as to what we have revealed to our slave, then bring a surah like it. And in Surah Al-Isra, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَصْرَ بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهِ. Allah raised him in that night journey. Glory be to Allah, the one who has raised the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that night journey. He raised who? His slave, بِعَبْدِهِ, his worshipper, the best of the worshippers. And in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, in Surah Al-Kahf, in the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Alhamdulillahi ladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba walam yaj'al lahu iwaja. All praise due to Allah who has sent down this Quran to his slave, and it is not crooked. This Quran, it is not crooked. It is upright. Qayyiman. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahmullah says, look how Allah negated all deficiency for the Quran and then mentioned all perfection for it straight after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a slave of Allah. And ibn Uthaymeen rahmullah has an excellent book called Al-Ubudiyya, showing you the true servitude is Ubudiyyatu ilallah, al-ubudiyya ilallah, to Allah. The true servitude is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The true servitude is for you and me to call upon Allah alone and to seek His help alone. In those affairs, only Allah is able to help you in, and to rely upon Him alone and in hoping in meeting Him. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whoever seeks to meet his Lord, and let him do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا. And do not commit shirk in the worship of his Lord, in the anyone else, not to commit shirk with them in the least. So Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the best of the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And Allah mentioned him, Muhammadun Rasulullah. The messenger of Allah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And he mentioned him with great attributes, which we'll come to. From that he is Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Rahim. That he is kind and he is merciful. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا وَلَوْ كُنْتَ غَلِيضَ الْقَلْبِ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيضًا فَضًّا غَلِيضَ الْقَلْبِ وَانْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were stern and harsh, people would have left you. People would have left you. He was merciful. He said to Aisha رضي الله عنها, أو عائشة ما كان رفقه بشيء إلا زانة. Whenever gentleness is mixed with something, it beautifies it. وما ينزع رفقه من شيء إلا شانة. Whenever gentleness is removed from an affair, it disfigures it. So he's Muhammadun, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who is praised. And no doubt, subhanallah, no doubt, Muslims name their children Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Rabi' named his two children Muhammad, two of his children, not one. And they asked him, why? One, not one, but you mentioned two of your children Muhammad. He said, from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have. And two of his children. SubhanAllah. When he was asked, do you love the messenger of Allah? He was driving somebody to a destination. Do you love the messenger of Allah? So he stopped his car. Asked him, you asked about a great matter. Do I love Rasulullah? Two of my children have named him Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who is continuously praised. And is loved by the Muslims. And they, in their salawatul khams, in their five daily prayers, send salah upon him. Na'am. And how many times he is mentioned in the Quran. And how many times his name is repeated. The one who is praised. The one who is praised. The one who is praised. No doubt. Even they did a... Even in this country, in England, they did a survey. They said the name that is mentioned the most, or is named the most in the registry, is what? It's not John, it's not Peter, it is Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'am, that name, the great name. And his name is Ahmad. Allah mentioned him. He says, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him that his name is Ahmad in the Torah. That Isa alayhi salam has mentioned him as being Ahmad. Ahmad. Ala wazan af'al, which means the best. The one who is praised the best. Yani ism tafdeel. Af'al, afdal. Why? Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahmullah said, because Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, he mentioned him as Ahmad to show to the people that he is better than me. Another prophet is coming after me and he is better than me. He is the best of those who are praised. Mushtaqun aydan min alhamd, which is derived from alhamd, from being from praise. So there's a long section there. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned about the great name Ahmad other than Muhammad. And there's a great section there again, yani regarding the detail of Ahmad, the meaning of Ahmad. But there's a nice summary of it right at the end of it, where he says that Muhammad is the one that is continuously praised. And Ahmad is the one that is the best of those who are praised. And it shows also his akhlaq. He is praised, why? Because of his great status, his great nobility, and his level. فَإِنَّ هَذَيْنِ الْإِسْمَيْنِ إِنَّمَا اشْتُقَّى مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ. These two great names, he says, they are derived. Why? Because of his manners and his etiquette. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Noon, swearing by Noon, the letter Noon. Wal qalami wa ma yasturun, swearing by the pen and that which is written.
swear him by that. ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. And then Allah defending the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, you are not by the blessing of Allah one who is possessed. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. And you are upon a great stature, a great noble character. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. Indeed, a message has come from amongst yourselves. He is a human being like you and me, but Allah raised him to be the messenger of Allah, to be the best of the people and the best of the messengers. But he is bashar. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, indeed I am a human being like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. It is revealed to me. That is the difference between you and me. It is revealed to me, he says, that your Lord is one deity that deserves to be worshipped alone. How is it then, translators of the Quran, like Tahir Qadri, the Sufi, and Awlaki, the Sufi Brelvi, when they come to this verse, they say, they try to go around it. And they say, as Awlaki mentions, that in brackets, perceivingly human, not really human. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, am I a human being like you? And he tries to go around it, he is not human. Perceivingly human. Allah says human, and you say perceivingly human. He's human, ya. The Messenger said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ Adam. I am the best of the children of who? Of Adam, not an angel, not some other being, children of Adam. And you Brelvi Sufi say, perceivingly. And Tahir Qadri likewise, he avoids affirming that the Messenger is human by again putting brackets and putting words to the effect that he is made to look so, not really. And they claim and they give, they mention fabricated narrations, saying and claiming that the Prophet ﷺ, when he walked, he had no footsteps, and when he walked, he had no shadow, and that he is Nur. Yes, the Messenger ﷺ is guided to light, but he is not light himself. He was light. Why would Aisha radiallahu anha look for him at night when she didn't find him next to her? If he's light, if he was light, why was she searching for him when he was praying the night prayer? She didn't know where he was, and she was looking around, searching until she came upon his feet. SubhanAllah. If he was light, she wouldn't have to look. It wouldn't be light. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a human being. And many proofs to show that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he was light, Shaykh Rabi Abdullah says, why would he look for a shade to be shaded from the sun in the heat if he was light? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is human, but Allah raised him to be the best of the human beings, to be the best of the prophets. So these names are mentioned as being the one who's continuously praised and the one who's the best of those who praise, because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself is deserving of that. Allah raised him with attributes, with a character that is lofty and that is noble. SubhanAllah. And how he dealt with the affairs of his household, times that, SubhanAllah, that he would not find food. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would ask in the morning, oh Aisha, radiallahu anha, is there any food to eat? And if she said no, then he said, today I'm fasting. SubhanAllah. Noble character. And if he found dry bread, he would add vinegar as an additive. And he would say, ni'ma al-ta'am al-khal. What a blessed additive vinegar is. To add to dry bread and soften it. SubhanAllah. Dry bread with vinegar. And 30 days or more would pass by and the fire to cook with would not even be kindled in his household to have warm food. This is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would lie down and the marks of the mat would be on his back. And in one occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, look what the kings have. You know, the thrones that they sit on, cushions." And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Are you not happy? أن تكون لهم في الدنيا وتكون لنا في الآخرة." That it is for them in the dunya and for us in the hereafter. This luxury is for them in the life, but for us in the hereafter. You're not happy with that? SubhanAllah. Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised, no doubt, with his noble character. He's praised. He is praised, and the one who is praised the most. And from his names is Al-Mutawakkil. In Bukhari, for example, the narration of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, قَرَأْتُ فِي التَّوْرَةِ, he says, "I have read in the Torah صِفَةِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the character of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that has been Muhammadun, Rasulullah has been the Messenger, Muhammad has been the Messenger of Allah, has been the slave of Allah and his messenger. And also, he said that he was named as Mutawakkil, the one who relies upon Allah. Laysa bifadh, that he's not a person who is stern, wala ghaleel, nor harsh, wala sakhab fil aswaq, nor a person who shouts in the markets. وَلَا يَجْزِي بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ, nor does he reply a bad manner that was endured by on him by someone else. He would not reply it with bad. If somebody did bad to him, he would not reply it with bad. بَلْ يَعْفُ, rather he overlooks. وَيَصْفَحْ, and he forgives. And he pardons those who have harmed him. وَلَنْ أَقْبِضَهُ, he mentions that in the Torah this is mentioned, that Allah will not take his soul, حَتَّى أُقِيمَ بِهِ الْمِلَّةَ الْعَوْجَاءَ, until that millah, that path is followed and is established, such that the people say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, such that the people say none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Who's saying this? This is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As. He said, I read this in the Torah. See how many things that they have taken away? The Jews and the Christians, they knew about the Messenger of Allah at that time. Those who followed him, they followed him. And those who refused to follow him, they changed the scriptures. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, it is from Allah. They took away these verses in the Torah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish this deen with the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's coming. And his name will be Ahmad. And he will establish La ilaha illallah, Tawheed upon the earth. وَهُوَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَحَقُّ النَّاسِ بِهَذَا الْإِسْمِ, and he is most deserving of this name of being Muhammad, of being Ahmad, of being Al-Mutawakkil, the one who relies upon Allah. Of being Al-Mutawakkil, he says, لِأَنَّهُ تَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, because he relied upon Allah في إقامة الدين, in establishing the deen. تَوَكُّلًا لَمْ يُشْرِكْهُ فِيهِ غَيْرُهُ, a reliance No one partook in it besides him. So he's Al-Mutawakkil. And he relied upon Allah, no doubt. And he would teach that to the people, teach that to the Sahaba, to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he said to him, Ya Ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Oh, young boy, let me teach you some words of advice. إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah's duties, The commandments that He has told you to do, guard them. The prayers, احفظ الله يحفظك. The fasting, the charity, generosity, kindness, احفظ الله يحفظك. Allah will protect you. احفظ الله تجد تجاهك. Guard Allah's duties and you will find Him in front of you, helping you, aiding you. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. When you ask, ask Allah alone. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. And when you seek help from Allah alone. Look, He's teaching what? توكل أن تتوكل على الله. That you rely upon Allah. And Allah commanded that. وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. And rely upon the one who's the perfect living, who doesn't die. الحي الذي لا يموت. وتوكل على الله. إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Allah loves those who rely upon Him alone. Allahu Akbar. Many people complain about their affairs in their life. Their sickness. Maybe they have jinn. Maybe they have an illness. Maybe they have problems. Maybe they have... توكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. Don't go to anyone to read to you Quran. You read Quran upon yourself. You read Fatiha upon your ailments. You read and make your ta'alluq of qalb to Allah. خلي قلبك متعلق بالله. أنك ترجو الله. فهو الشافي. فهو الكافي. He is the one who is the curer. And He is the one who is sufficient. Suffices Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you. ويمسسك الله بدر فلا كاشف له. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills that an affliction befalls you, none can remove it but Him. الله أكبر. أمن يجيب المضطر إلى دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض. Who is the one who can remove the harm from you? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make you vicegerents upon the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the curer, al-shafi. And the Messenger of Allah taught al-tawakkul in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, which is in 40 hadith. لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماسا ويروح بطانا. That if you were truly to rely upon Allah, a true reliance, then you would be like the bird that goes out early in the morning, hungry and comes back full. Tawakkul. Relying upon Allah. Not relying upon the abd. What could the abd do for you? In that which only Allah is able to help you in. Why are you going to somebody to read over you the Quran? Why? When you can read it over yourself. When you can do adhkar morning and evening to protect yourself. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Read the three quls. قل الله أحد قل الفلق قل الناس. Morning and evening three times. Allah will protect you. Subhanallah. The Messenger himself taught us all of this. The Messenger himself never claimed to know the unseen. قل لو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسني السوء. If I had known the unseen unconditionally, I would have done more good. This is the Messenger of Allah. The best of the worship is I would have done more good. And no harm would have befallen me. Why they call upon the Messenger of Allah when he himself is saying, and no harm would have befallen me. SubhanAllah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who removes all harm. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who removes all afflictions. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that we should turn to in relying upon and be patient. In times of adversity, in times of difficulty, times of hardship, we call upon Allah. And the Messenger taught us that. Even though he's the best of the messengers, the best of the people. But look at these Sufis. You see the video, Tahir Qadri, people crawling to him, crying, crawling. Fearing who? Fearing a man? And then they can't even turn their back on him. As they walk him back, crawling backwards, crying, groveling. Who is this? And then afterwards he plays a tambourine. What is this? What is this? Is this the worship of Allah? Or is this ignorance of Tahir Qadri? And other than him from the misguided individuals whom make their followers like worshippers of them. They're like ibad to them. Rather than worshippers of Allah, rather than humbling themselves to Allah, the Messenger did not teach this. The Messenger was humble. And he called to the worship of Allah, to rely upon Allah alone. Reliance is an action of the heart. And it emanates and it shows itself in one's limbs. So how you are relying upon other than Allah and going to those who, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is Al-Mutawakkil. His name is Al-Mutawakkil, and he did not do any of this. And he called upon Allah alone. And he taught his companions to call upon Allah alone. لا تتروني كما أطرأت النصارى عيسى بن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Do not over-exaggerate me. Just like the Christians over-exaggerated in praising Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary. They exaggerated. They said he is the father. He is one in three. And when you tell the Christians, how is he the, how he himself in the, you have quotations in the Bible where he himself says, oh my father, why have you forsaken me? He's calling upon somebody else. How is he God? And if he's the son of God, how can he die, claim that he died on the cross? How can he die being on the cross? And all of that, Allah says, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ مَا قَتَلُوهُ. They did not crucify him, nor did they kill him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But it was made to them so. That's what they thought. That's what they considered. But the reality is, he was not crucified. But even in their own book that they carry, there's quotations there where he refused to be called good, let alone God. When they said to him, good master, he said, don't call me good, there's only one good that is God. He's telling the people, even from these quotations, under their noses in their book, even if it's tampered with, still there are some words or sentences which clarify that he is not God, nor is he one to be called to. So they exaggerated in worshipping, they exaggerated with Jesus, calling upon Jesus. And Muslims, those who claim to be upon Islam, those who fall into shirk, and the widespread, the Brelvis, Sufis, and other than them, calling upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah. They say this is exoneration, this is veneration. No, this is exaggeration. Because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell you, call upon me. He said to Ibn Abbas, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Ask Allah alone. He didn't say, call upon me. فَاسْأَلْنِي أَنَا. He said, فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. So he's al-mutawakkil, the one who relies upon Allah. And from his name, Al-Mahi, Ibn al-Qayyim says. Al-Mahi. The one who wipes out, with his da'wah, he wipes out shirk. He wipes out all additions that people have added into the religion, or people that will add to the religion, such that he warned against bid'ah before it even appeared. Al-Mahi, wal-Hashir, the one who gathers the people, gathers them upon Tawheed, gathers them to worship Allah, he gathers them upon Khair. Hashir, fal-Hashir huwa الضمّ والجمع. It is to bring together. فهو الذي يحشر الناس. He is the one who gathers the people. على قدمه فكأنه بعث ليحشر الناس. It's as if he has been sent to gather the people. Yes, they will be gathered and they will come to him on يوم القيامة. نعم, for intercession on the day of judgment. So he's al-Hashib, the one who gathers the people upon khair, to worship Allah alone. Wal-Aqib, الذي جاء عقب الأنبياء, the one who came after the prophets. And Aqib also signifies that he is the last. نعم, والعاقبة للمتقين, Allah says. And the end result is for the pious ones. So Al-Aqib is the one who followed the previous messengers, and he's the end of them, the last of them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, my similitude is like that last brick on a wall that needs to be fulfilled. Meaning he's the last of the messengers. فَلَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ نَبِيٌّ. So there is no other prophet after him.
The Qadianis, look at their translation of Quran and how they, when they come to Khatam al-Nabiyyin, that he's the seed of the prophets, they change it to mean that he's the beauty of them. They change the word seal to beauty. In order to say and to claim another prophet after him came, or somebody else is given revelation, as Ghulam Ahmad al-Qadiani himself mentioned in some of the statements that we have documented, and he claimed to be better than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In some of those statements that he had, he claimed to be better than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qadianis, who claimed that Ghulam Ahmad received revelation when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly showed that there's no other prophet after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. This day have I perfected your religion, completed your religion, and bestowed my favor upon you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. This blessing Allah has promised for you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum Islam deena. Made pleasing for you Islam as your religion. Fa innal aqib huwa al-akhir. That he is the last, the end of all the messengers. So his name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahmad, and he is al-mutawakkil, and al-mahi, and al-hashif, al-mahi, wiping away the disobediences to Allah, shirk, and bid'ah, and anything else besides that from the disobediences, and al-hashif, al-mahi, subhanallah, beautiful name, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wiped out shirk in those he called two, wiped out the idols that were worshipped besides Allah around the Kaaba, and made the worship for Allah, is deen of Allah, to be the only deen that is accepted. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. And in the other verse, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever chooses any other way besides Islam as a religion, it will never be accepted from them. Allahu Akbar. Wipe out confusion. Wipe out all discrepancies the people have added, or people have confused the people with, in making them worship creation. Wipe out all of that and establish the worship of Allah. Establish certainty. Establish knowledge away from ignorance. The Messenger warned against bid'ah before even it appeared. He's talking about bid'ah. من عمل عمل ليس عليه أمر فهو رد. من أحدث في أمر ما ليس فيه فهو رد. All these narrations refuting bid'ah before even it appeared. Wiping out confusion, wiping out ignorance, wiping out innovation, wiping out the understanding of bringing these false ideas before they even appeared. Such that you do not need any other deen, as Ibn Kathir mentioned in that tafsir of the ayah, that you do not need any other deen other than Islam. You do not need any other prophets other than the Messenger to be guided to the truth. As Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu said, تَرَكْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا طَائِرُ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَى إِلَّا وَأَخْبَرْنَا عَنْهُ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم left us upon a way that even a bird flapping its wings in the sky, he told us about it. Even a bird flapping its wings in the sky, he told us about it. There isn't anything that will enter you to paradise except that he told us about. There isn't anything that will keep you away from the hellfire except that he told you about it. So why add when it's already complete? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not exaggerate in praising him. One Sufi, he said to me, but Allah praised him. So even if we exaggerate, we will never reach the praise of Allah. Look at the confusion. Look at the doubts. So I said to him, this is your aql, this is your intellect saying this. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already told you and me, don't exaggerate in praising me.
So who I'm going to take? Your confusion or the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's statement? Whose statement I'm going to take? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's statement or your aql, your intellect that you have just derived and made up? The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't over-exaggerate in praising me like the Christians did to Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا عَبْدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. But say, I am a slave of Allah and His Messenger. Why are you doing the opposite then? Because of your confusion. وَلَمْ يُمْحَى الْكُفْرُ بِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ مَا مُحِيَ بِالنَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. There isn't anyone other than the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whereby disbelief has been wiped out more than him. This wiping out disbelief. Look at Deen of Allah, how it's spread far and wide. It's the fastest growing religion in the world. People come into Islam just by reading Quran. When they read the Quran, when they read the seerah of Rasulullah, they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. They recognize the truth. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى. You will find those who are close to you are the Christians. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّسِينَ وَرُهْبَانَ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. That is because amongst the Christians, not all of them, amongst the Christians, there are those who are قِسِّسِينَ, like priests, or those who are humbled worshippers. They want to know the truth. ذَلِكَ, not all of them, but amongst them, those who seek the truth. When the truth comes in, they are humbled. وَرُهْبَانُ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And they are not arrogant. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانَ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. بقي الآية. يلا جيبوا الآية. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ. And when they hear that which has been revealed to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, you say their eyes, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Overflowing. The tears coming down their eyes. Allahu Akbar. And those who are giving da'wah, they see this from those who are honest and trustworthy, become Muslim. When they recognize the truth, their tears, تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. Allah didn't say this, they cry. تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. They overflow with tears. Allahu Akbar. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. For what they recognize of truth. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. They say, oh, our Lord, we believe, so write us of those who believe, of those who bear witness. Allahu Akbar. They recognize the truth. This is the haqq. This is the truth. There isn't anything that is better than the deen of Allah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised you and me with Islam. Raised you and me to follow the best of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raised you and me to be upon the path of tawheed. May Allah make us die upon tawheed and sunnah. There isn't anything better than this. رَضَيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا. Say this. If you die and you say this, you are truthful, you'll go to Jannah. Say it in the morning, say it in the evening. Ey wallah. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to a people, all of them were kuffar, all of them were disbelievers. And in a matter of 23 years, the deen of Allah spread far and wide. In the matter of 23 years, short period, in one's lifetime, but the deen of Allah spread. How Allah has raised you and me, that we know how to purify ourselves, clean ourselves. Those who become Muslim, they say, subhanallah, from the best of that which we have been given is the tahara, purity. Not just purity of the heart, but purity of the body. The women know how to purify themselves. The men know how to purify themselves.
cleanliness. Subhanallah. Allahumma ja'alna min at-tawabin wa ja'alna min at-tahirin. Make us of Allah, make us of those who continuously purify themselves. Away from shirk. First and foremost, away from worshipping others besides Allah. Look how Allah has raised the Muslims. And look at the other religions, you see, Christians. They don't have answers. Just on Tawheed. You don't even need to go on other discussions. Just on Tawheed. They haven't got answers. But they're confused. You show them verses. Look, Jesus is calling upon the Father. He's calling upon somebody else, God. He himself is calling upon. So why don't you go to the one that he's calling upon as well? Why don't you call upon the one that he's calling upon? Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the coming of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he established Tawheed. And he established the worship of Allah upon the earth. And he wiped out shirk and kufr. And before even bid'ah appeared, he warned against it. وَأَمَّا الْحَاشِرْ Then he's the gatherer of the people to do good. وَالْعَاقِبْ He's the last and seal of the prophets. وَأَمَّا الْمُقَفِّي One of his names. الْمُقَفِّي فَكَذَلِكَ هُوَ الَّذِي قَفَّ عَلَى آثَارِ مَنْ تَقَدَّمَهُ He is the one who followed those who preceded him. Following the path, treading that path of those who preceded him from the messengers. He didn't bring anything new from in the aspects of Tawheed. He brought that which they brought. But what he did was complete the deen of Allah. Because what the previous prophets came with, yes, it was Tawheed. But the deen of Allah was not complete. It's in their Bible. When they said to him, it's in their Bible, even until this day. I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he shall glorify me and complete the faith. It's in their Bible. And we say the Spirit, the one who speaks the truth, the Spirit of truth, the one who is upon haq, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ameen. And when he came, didn't he glorify Jesus Christ? There's a whole chapter in Quran, Surah Maryam, where Isa alayhi salam is raised and the confusion is clarified in Surah Al-Imran and Surah Maryam regarding his birth. Just like Allah created Adam without a father and mother, Allah created Jesus without a father. He said, be and he was. And even he, Isa alayhi salam, when he was born, when they came to him and he spoke in his cradle and he said, Inni Abdullah, I am a slave of Allah, not the son of Allah. Inni Abdullah. The first thing that came out from his mouth, I am a slave of Allah. Clarify the confusion that the shirk that they are upon. So he is Al-Muqaffi. And likewise, he is called Nabiyyut Tawbah, the prophet of repentance. فَهُوَ الَّذِي فَتَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَابَ التَّوْبَةِ Because by him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of Tawbah عَلَى أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ Upon the people of the earth. فَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. تَوْبَةً لَمْ يُحْصُلْ مِثْلَهَا A repentance whereby it wasn't seen before. The like of. Before him. وَكَانَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا Yes, he used to say istighfar the most. In one narration, 100 times a day. Another narration, more than 70 times a day. Istighfar. And you look at his adhkar. Sayyidul istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi. La ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa ahdika ma stata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dambi faghfirli. Fa'innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. He's teaching us the best dua for forgiveness. Who is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's Nabiyyut Tawbah. The prophet of repentance. The one who taught us how to repent. The one who showed us that we don't call upon him, but we call upon Allah, we repent to Allah. The Christians, they go to the man in the box, and they say to him, Oh Father, I have sinned. Huh? But Allah's Messenger didn't teach us that. The Messenger taught us to call upon Allah, Oh Allah, I have sinned.
Look how Allah has raised us. And maybe that man in the box is more sinful than you. Yes. How many times they caught priests with children? How are you going to live a life if you don't get married? It is natural to get married. And you're going to live a celibate life. Even the child looks to you beautiful, like you end up doing haram with them. Yani beautiful for you to do haram. Shaitan beautifying in your mind evil things. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many people in the Catholic religion, how many people they have tried to cover their marks? How many priests they try to cover their marks? Unnatural. And you go into him and you say, "Oh Father, I have sinned." And he's, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even these so-called hot gospelers, the ones in America, they go to a step level, a level ahead, many, in trying to keep their head above water. And they add things that you've never seen before, touching people on their head, "Go my son." You know, and all of a sudden he's supposed to be cured. And he was possessed beforehand, and all of a sudden he's just money-making people. Islam took all of that away. We don't have priesthood. We don't have people that come and... you can be a wali of Allah. You yourself can be from the awliya of Allah, from those who Allah protects. And from the best of the worship, you yourself can be that. You don't have to go to a priest or an imam. You yourself can be that. To be a worship of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الْغَفُورُ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one majlis, hadith sunan Abi Dawood, which is sahih, they used to hear him say more than 100 times, "Oh Allah, forgive me and repent. Accept my repentance. Indeed, you are the oft forgiving and the one who accepts repentance." Tawwab. And he would say, "Ya ayyuha an-nas, tubu ila Allahi rabbikum, tubu ila Allahi rabbikum." Repent to Allah, your Lord. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةْ مَرَّةٍ. For I repent to Allah 100 times a day. The hadith in Sahih Muslim. And the tawbah of his ummah, he taught us the most complete way of doing tawbah. The most complete way of tawbah. First of all, regret what you have done. Feel remorse. You've done a sin. And all of the children of Adam sin. And the best of those who sin are those who turn into repentance. كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير خطائين التوابون. Go back to Allah by first being remorseful. Stop the action. Don't return to the action. Return the rights of those you have oppressed. Be sincere. Fulfilling the conditions of tawbah. وكانت توبة من قبلهم من أصعب الأشياء. As for those who came before them, tawbah was from the most difficult of situations. Even their fasting. Sometimes they would, as you hear the Christians, they talk about Lent. Yeah, fasting. But you can drink water. It used to be 30 days. Sheikh Fawzan mentions it used to be 30 days. But they changed it to 40 days because they said, take it away from the summer months, make it in the winter months, and then add an extra 10 days. Look how they add into the religion, changing as they wish. Take it away from the summer because it's too hot, make it in the winter, and then add an extra 10 days, make it 40 days, call it Lent. And you can still drink water. And Islam, alhamdulillah, is complete. Your tawbah, your fasting, your salah. How many times we read in the Quran, the Anbiya, they prostrate, they bow, they prostrate. Allahu Akbar. There's an excellent book by Shaykh Abdul Razak. He mentions an excellent book about Salah. He brings all of those verses of the Anbiya, of the prophets and messengers, and the prostration that they did, and the bowing that they did. But the best of those who bowed, and the best of those who prostrated, is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He showed us how to do Salah in his complete sense. In Bani Israel, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, their tawbah used to be killing themselves. That was their tawbah. You have to kill yourself. Subhanallah. But this ummah, Ibn Qayyim says, have been blessed and raised that your tawbah is first and foremost a nadam, to feel remorse, to feel regret that you have done bad deed. Wal iqla', and to stop and to not return to that bad deed. And from his name is Nabiul Malhama. Yes, the Messenger came to defend, and he was a hero, heroic in his defending the truth. So when the enemies would come and harm and try to harm him and his family or his deen, then he would stand upright. Nabiul Malhama, stand upright, and he's the most bravest of people. When they heard a sound one time at night, the Sahaba was sleeping in an expedition. They went on an expedition, they were sleeping. At night they heard a sound. When they got up, shocked by the sound, they went towards it, they found Rasulullah was already there, beating them to it. He was the bravest of people. Shuja', ashja' al-nas. And he defended the truth. And he was there in the front line defending the truth from the aggression of those who waged war against him. وَأَمَّا نَبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ, the Prophet of Mercy. فَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, Allah sent him as a mercy to all of mankind. فَرَحِمَ بِهِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ كُلَّهُمْ مُؤْمِنَهُمْ وَكَافِرَهُمْ. Yes, the believers and the disbelievers. Allah's Messenger was merciful to all of them. Mercy, what kind of mercy? Ask Sheikh Rabi this. How was the mercy then to the disbelievers? We know the mercy to the believers, but how is the mercy to the disbelievers? He said, when you call them to Islam, isn't this mercy for them? The Messenger said, call the disbelievers to Islam in his lifetime. So he was merciful to them by showing them guidance, by showing them the darkness that they were in. Because they were upon ignorance and they were upon confusion. And they were upon darkness. And he showed them the light of guidance. And those who harmed him and the companions in their aggressive waging war of him and his companions, then how many of those he let free or set free? And they just by seeing his mercy. When he came back after the victory of Makkah, when he came back into Makkah, and those that were known to have waged war against the Muslims, and they thought, khalas, he's going to kill us now. What did he say? He said, antum at-tulaqa, you are the freed ones. And he freed them. Subhanallah. When the Messenger went to Medina, and he was entrusted in Makkah prior to that to have their belongings looked after, he remembered their belongings. And he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, go back. He said to him, go back or get somebody to go back and return the belongings to those who entrusted me with those belongings. That is the Nabiur Rahmah, the Prophet of Mercy. And there's an excellent book on the Akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Sheikh Abbad, which is translated. One of the best that we have read about the manners, the akhlaq of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An excellent book, wallah. Now, and he is Al-Fatih, the one who was given victory and he opened lands by his da'wah. Lands were opened. فَهُوَ الَّذِي فَتَحَ اللَّهُ بِي بَابَ الْهُدَى, and the door of guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened by him that door. وَفَتَحَ بِهِ الْأَعْيُنَ الْعَمِيِّ وَأَعْيُنَ الْأَعْمَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by him opened the eyes that were blind. Those people who are going around blind, they have eyes, yes, but they can't see with them. لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, eyes they don't see with, and ears. Allah opened those eyes by with the Messenger of Allah's da'wah, opened their eyes and opened their ears. وَالْآذَانَ الصُّمْ وَالْقُلُوبُ الْغُلْفِ, and the hearts that are covered, darkened and covered. Allah's Messenger opened those by the will of Allah. Allah is the one who opened their hearts. But His guidance, I mean. He is the one who called them to that. Tawheed. And Allah is the one who did it. Because Allah said, Ya Muhammad, لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. O Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot guide those whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wills. So the guidance is of enlightenment is from Allah. But the guidance of showing the people the way, al-bayan wal-irshad, yes, from the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وفتح الله به أمصار الكفار. And by him and his da'wah, many lands of the disbelievers were opened. وفتح به أبواب الجنة. And by him, the doors of paradise were opened, yani through following his way. وفتح به طرق العلم. And by him and through the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the will of Allah, knowledge, the path to knowledge that is beneficial and righteous actions that follow it have been opened. فتح به الدنيا والآخرة. The good in this life and the hereafter has been opened by the will of Allah through following the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You take care of your deen, Allah will take care of your dunya and deen. والقلوب والأسماع والأبصار والأمصار. By following the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ Following that which will give you life. By following the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى All of my children will enter paradise. All of my ummah will enter paradise except those who refuse. قَالَ مَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Who will refuse to enter paradise? قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى Whoever obeys me, then he will enter paradise. And whoever disobeys me, he has refused to enter paradise. Hadith. Recorded by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه Bukhari Muslim. فهو أحق العالمين بهذا الاسم. He has more right than anyone else to have this name, Al-Fatih. فهو أمين الله. He is Al-Amin, the next name. And he's trusted by Allah. Yes. Entrusted by Allah and trusted by the people. Hadith al-Sadiq al-Masduq. حدثنا رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هو صادق المصدوق. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated to me. And he is Sadiq al-Masduq. Qala Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahmullah, Sadiqun inda Allah, Masduqun inda Allah. Sadiqun inda Allah, Masduqun inda Nas. Trusted by Allah and trusted by the people. Entrusted by Allah and trusted by the people. Allah sent him. And he's al-Amin. Aminullah fil ard. Aminullah ala wahyih. Entrusted by Allah over the revelation. Qawla al-Thaqeel. When the revelation would be revealed to him, even his riding beast would go down to the floor, would sit down. قَوْلًا ثَقِيلٌ وَعَلَى دِينِهِ And upon his deen. And he said, اللهم اشهد هل بلغت? Did I fulfill the message? أَدَّى الْأَمَانَةِ وَخَتَمَ الرِّسَالَةِ Fulfilled the message, and he fulfilled that amana, that trust that Allah entrusted him with to complete the deen. And there isn't anyone else better than him to do that. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, Allah looked into the hearts of the servants and found the heart of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to be the best of the hearts of the servants, and he chose him as his messenger. And he looked into the hearts of the servants and chose the sahaba to be the best of the hearts of the servants of this ummah. Of this ummah. And so he chose them as his companions. So had you and me been better than them, we would have been raised up then. There isn't anyone better than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and anyone better than the Sahaba of this Ummah. Than the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَهُوَ أَمِينُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَأَمِينُ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِهَذَا كَانُوا يُسَمُّونَهُ قَبْلَ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأَمِينُ وَأَمَّا نَعَمْ وَأَمَّا الْبَشِيرُ The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is called Al-Bashir. The one who gives glad tidings. بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا And he's a warner. So he gives glad tidings. مُبَشِّر لِمَنْ أَطَاعُهُ For the ones who obey him. And they seek his reward. وَالنَّذِيرُ الْمُنْذِرُ لِمَنْ عَصَاهُ For the one who disobeys him and turns away. That he will be given punishment. وَقَدْ سَمَاهُ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ وَقَدْ سَمَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ فِي مَوَاضِعٍ مِنْ كِتَابِهِ منها قوله وأنه لما قام عبد الله يدعو. Again, we mentioned that. That Allah SWT called him as a slave. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى وإن كنتم في ريب من نزلنا على عبدنا. Until the end of those verses, all of them signifying that he is a bringer of good tidings and a warner and also a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and described him as being sirajan munira, one to give light, the light of guidance. Na'am. Munir is the one who gives light without burning them, like the moon is described as munir. Without burning them, without harming them. Subhanallah. These are some of the names that I've mentioned. There are other names. Na'am. There are other names that are mentioned and other sifat. That if you go to, for example, Ibn Kathir's Al-Fusul, not just Muhammad you mentioned, Ahmad you mentioned, Al-Hashir you mentioned, Al-Aqib you mentioned, Al-Muqaffi you mentioned, Al-Mahi we mentioned. And he added some of the other names from other books by Ibn Asakir, that is quoted in the footnotes by Ibn Asakir in Tariq al-Dimishq. Na'am. From them is Khatim al-Anbiya, the seal of the prophets, وَالنَّبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ وَالنَّبِيُّ الْمَلْحَمَةِ وَالنَّبِيُّ التَّوْبَةِ وَالْفَاتِحِ. And some of them mention Taha being from his name, and Yasin being from his name, but that needs to be ascertained. وَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ. And Bayhaqi also added from those scholars who added and mentioned some of the names that are mentioned in the Quran. Allah mentioned in the Quran as being Rasula, a messenger, Nabiya, a prophet. Look at this Rashad who translated the Quran. He said the prophet was described as being Khatim al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets. As for me, I am Khatim al-Mursaleen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is the one who translated the Quran. His name is Rashad. Evil man. He's claiming that he is the seal of the messengers. Allah called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Khatim al-Nabiyyin. He said, I'm Khatim al-Mursaleen. And you know his tafsir is all numbers. The magical 19 he called it. And all his tafsir, you see his translation of the Quran, all you see is numbers. This plus that times that division. Must be some maths teacher or something. And you're thinking you're going to bring the answers of Quran? And by numbers. And he said, I made all these calculations, and then I found out that I'm the prophet from these calculations. I'm the messenger. I'm a messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the funny thing is, in his book, he quotes from Tafsir Suyuti and he quotes from other tafsir. I'm thinking, if you are the messenger, why are you quoting from Suyuti 700 years ago? He's supposed to give him revelation. Wallahi, in his book is strange. He quotes from Tafsir Suyuti. I'm like, what? Well, you quoting from him and you are a messenger. Kadhab. So, Allah named the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as being Rasula, Nabiya, Ummiyan, that he is illiterate. And Allah raised him with the Quran, Shahidan, a bearer of witness, Mubashiran, one who brings glad tidings, Nadira, who was a warner, Wada'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi, and a caller to Allah by his command, Wasirajan Munira, that light is illuminated, light. Like a lamp, illuminated, guiding the people. Doesn't mean he's not human, he's human. But he guides the people to truth. Ra'ufan, kind. Rahiman, merciful. Mudhakiran, a reminder, one who reminds the people of good. Ja'alu rahmatan, wa ni'matan, wa hadiyan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Made him a blessing, a mercy, and a guide to the people. So these are other names that are mentioned. And inshallah, with that, yani after we mention his names, inshallah, tomorrow evening we'll go through his lineage and also something about his family life and upbringing. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Yes, inshallah. طيب, mention one of his names, إخوان. His gift. Yes. البشير فضل. And you said Hashir. MashaAllah, very good. خلاص سبقك عكاشة. عكاشة beat you to it. Any more gifts? That was it. بسم الله. Was it every night little gifts? شيئا بشيئا. سبحان الله. رحمة شيئا يا أخي. Says, how would the Prophet ﷺ do tasbih with his hands? There's an authentic narration that mentions he would do it with his right hand. Huh? And he used to do it with the anam, with the fingers, with the right hand, with the anamil. And I've seen the scholars, كَانَ يَعْقُدْ يعني they used to, what I see them doing is rolling up their fists. يعني finger by finger. SubhanAllah, 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 rolling up. That's how I see the scholars making dhikr. From them, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. And other than them, you see them doing dhikr like that. With the fingers. Rolling up their fingers until they make a fist. Each finger you can make three. SubhanAllah. Three, 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 three. And you can make it 21 in the end. The people, they start using these counters and that. MashaAllah, when it comes to bank balance and bank and costs and expenses, they can count so much. But when it comes to dhikr, they say, I have to have a ticket counter. Why? When the Messenger taught us how to do dhikr, and he taught us to do it with the right hand. Nuran yas'a bayna aydihim. InshaAllah, this will be light for you, and this will be a hujjah for you in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That you used to use your right hand for the dhikr, for counting the adhkar. Not stones, not bid'ah beads. And if you go to, there's a narration, beautiful narration. The narration of Juwayriyah, radiyallahu anha. It's in Sahih Muslim. And that narration, the Messenger says, she was doing dhikr after she prayed Fajr, right until sunrise. And the Messenger says, showed her, I will teach you four statements to say. And these statements was better than you doing dhikr from fajr all the way to sunrise. Subhanallah bihamdi adada khalqih wa rida nafsih wa zinata arshih wa midada kalimatih. Subhanallah bihamdi, glory be to Allah, exalted is Allah. Yeah. And all praises to Him. The amount of times of His creation. The amount of time is His pleasure. There's a lot. The amount of time is the weight of the arsh. It's the heaviest thing. Proof is this hadith. Huh? And the amount of times is His words. وَلَوْ كَانَ نَعَمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادَ لِكَلِمَةِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا مِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. If the oceans was used as ink to mention the words of the law of Allah, then the words, then the oceans would be exhausted before the words of Allah are exhausted. Even if you bring similar to it, yani more oceans or another ocean similar to it, it will be exhausted before the words of Allah are exhausted. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that hadith, the reason why I mentioned that, because Suyuti mentions another hadith, which is in Sunan Abi Dawud, which is da'if. And many of those who are using these bid'ah beads reference Suyuti. And Suyuti has got innovations, made mistakes, and the scholars corrected the mistakes that he fell into. And this is one of them. And that is, in the narration he brings, which is Sunan Abi Dawud, of this same incident, he mentions Safiya as being the one that the Prophet spoke to. And this hadith is da'if. It wasn't Safiya, it was Juwayriyah. Because the hadith of Juwayriyah is in Sahih Muslim. And it doesn't mention stones. But the one in Sunan Abi Dawud mentions that he taught her with stones. And she made it, or she was doing dhikr with stones. This hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud and it is da'if. Mentioned by Suyuti. Wallahi, the Sufis use this. That's why I mentioned to you. The Sufis use this, but the rod of them, the rod on them is the same story is mentioned, and it's not Safiya, it is Juwayriyah, and no stones are mentioned. So the Messenger did not teach anyone of his companions to do dhikr with stones. But he taught them with his right hand that you do dhikr with your right hand. And likewise, alhamdulillah,
We have the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In Sunan al-Darimi, when those companions, Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he saw a group of people, yes, Abu Musa initially, but Abu Musa when he saw them, he didn't say anything. He went to the most knowledgeable in his time is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abu Abdurrahman said, "Ya Abu Abdurrahman, I've seen something strange in the masjid, not in the market." Shaykh Muhammad ibn Rahman says, "It's not in the market, they're in the masjid, in the best place to be." But he said, "I saw something strange." And there is, they're using stones in unison doing dhikr. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Using what? Stones. And doing dhikr in unison like these Sufis. Allah, Allah. They're saying Allah is. There's not even dhikr. Allah is. They didn't even finish the sentence. Allah is what, ya akhi? Finish the sentence. And in unison. What did Abu Abdurrahman say to them when he saw them? عُدُّ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ Count your sins. This is what we all intended good. مَا أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ Ya Abu Abdurrahman. We did not seek except good. He says, عُدُّ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ O Ummat Muhammad, how you rush to destruction. The utensils of the Messenger have not broken. His clothes have not even worn out yet. He just died. And you turn to this. He says, we only intended good. He says, كَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُدْرِكُهُ أَوْ لَمْ يُصِبُهُ How many people intend good but don't reach it? But don't reach it. And so they were using stones. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, likewise, when he saw an individual doing dhikr with beads in a string. Notice, beads in a string. He took it from him. He cut it. He threw it away and he kicked him. He said, قَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ You have been preceded. I don't suggest you do that. Somebody is using bitter beads. Because that was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and the respect he had at that time. You do that someone now, you may not end up going home. You may end up going to hospital. But we teach the people that this is Sahaba, how they saw these bid'ah beads. How they saw bid'ah. And he said to him, you قَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ Sahaba didn't used to do this. So the question is how to do tasbih with the hand. The Prophet ﷺ taught us with the right hand to do tasbih. That is the sunnah. And that is what we do. And we have seen the scholars practice it by each finger saying the tasbih 3 times and then finishing it off. Here you have 15. If you do it again, how many you have? 30. Add another 3, how many you have? 33. And finish it with La ilaha illallah wa la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulku wa al-hamdu wa al-kulli shay'in qadir. After every salah. It's difficult. You don't need a ticket counter. You don't need the tasbih beads, which nowadays become like tijara, with different colors with expensive material. Don't need to do all that. That car is that which Prophet taught us. This one is in Arabic. I don't really understand the last part of it. So maybe the one who wrote this in blue, maybe can see me afterwards, inshallah. And maybe we can discuss that answer. Wallahu a'lam wa sallam ala khayri khayri Muhammad wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillah bil alameen. And just before you go, we have 4 more books. Another name of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Al-Munir. Another name, Yaquan? Allah Allah. Mustafa actually is not a name, but it's a wasf. But you can have a book. Wasf, yani Mustafa, a chosen one. But it's not a name. Some of them are names, some of them are awsaf, are characteristics that he was chosen. Mustafa, sahih. Al-Hashir. We mentioned Hashir here. What is that? Al-Mahi. Yes. These are ones Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned. Aqib. You don't have that one, sure you do. Ya Jazakumullah khairan, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan, ikhwan.